Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're holding at the bottom of Ayin Beis on Ayin Beis. Three lines up. Tanurabanan ger lo sim mamzeret divi Reb Yosi, Reb Yironer ger lo yisam mamzeret. So we already had this machloket earlier. Whether we consider kahal geirim, considered kahal. So if we call kahal geirim kahal, someone that says lo yavo mamzeret bekal Hashem, it's referring to the kal Hashem, including geirim. If kahal geirim is not a great kahal, so there was never an iser in a mamzer to be in nichnas le kahal geirim. So b'meila, according to Reb Yosi, a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeret because there's no problem of iser kahal. Whereas Reb Yehuda, a ger lo yisa mamzeret because according to Reb Yehuda, kahal geirim is a great kahal. What? Echad ger v'yachad avid meshuchar v'chal.
So ger is first generation. Last line. It's the last line. Ger. He's the first generation. Yeah.
Also, no, I mean, until it's a So, on the other hand, Echad Ger, Echad Eved Meshukrar, the Chalal Mutarim Bekohenet. However, the other way around, when you're talking about the Isser, perhaps being on the Isha, there was no Isser of the Kohanot to marry those that would be Surei Kuhuna. So a cholol is allowed to marry a kohenet, and ger is allowed to marry a kohenet. It's the other way around that we have a problem. Obviously, the kohenet cannot marry someone who is also to marry her, because let's say she's a grusha. She can't marry, just like nobody would be allowed to marry an isser in either direction, even if she's a Yisraelite. But in terms of there being isurei kuhuna, it's only on bnei Aaron and not on benot Aaron. So what is the logic behind Rabbi Yossi's shita? That kahal gerim is not considered to be a kahal. My time with Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Yossi, look, there's five times in the Torah that we mention the concept of kahal. We have lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, lo yavo lo bekahal. We have lo yavo amoni moavi bekahal. And we have there too lo yavo lahem bekahal, again, dor shlishi yavo lahem bekahal, by those who are allowed, dor shlishi mitzri adomi. And then the actual din of kahal, on yuchsin, therefore, it needs to be nidrash, each one of them, what kahal is it referring to? Why do we need to say it? We could just put them all together and say, lo yavo bekahal. So one of them is to tell me the Isurim on kohanim. Because after all, we know that generally the Torah is more makbid on kohanim. So if it would say one, say, okay, that means kohanim. Another one comes to tell me, chad lekahal levim. And if it would have only said one, I would say, okay, Kayanim have all kinds of special Isurim, so maybe these are all also Isurim Kayanim. If it would have said two, I would have said, well, the Levim are also more Choshev in their Yichus, therefore maybe it's only Asering them on Levim. Now that it says three, I know that it goes also on Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. So what do we need the other two for? So one is to tell me that it's Dafka Adin in Kahal, so where you know what you're talking about, and that's coming now Lemishrei. One is coming, Lemishrei Mamzer Bishtuki, that in a case where we have a Vadai Mamzer, and we have now a Suffolk, Bishtuki is a Suffolk, so we don't know, maybe he's kosher. If he would be kosher, so what heter would there be to marry with a Mamzer? So what we darshan is, Dafka Bikahal, meaning that there is repeating Kahal, to tell me, you have to know that this is a Kahal. And if you don't know it's a Kahal, in other words, it's a Suffolk Kahal, that's not considered to be Kahal Hashem, only a Kahal Vadai. In which case, if it's a shtuki, there's no problem. So Mamzer could marry a shtuki. But the other way around is also a drasha. B'chad l'mishri shtuki b'Yisrael. One is also coming to tell me, lo yavo mamzer b'kahal. The Gemara keeps referring to this drasha as mamzer vadai is also, not mamzer safek is also. But as the Tosfos brings over here, the makor of that drasha has got to be the extra kahal, which compares, just like we understood, that the extra kahal means to say kahal vadai, so the comparison of kahal and mamzer is to be makish, mamzer and kahal. To tell me that just like the Torah expressed itself about the kahal being vadai, so too the mamzer that it's referring to is a mamzer vadai, so it works in both directions. If the kahal that we're referring to is a shtuki, then that's not called kahal Hashem. If the mamzer that we're referring to is a suffik, then that too is not considered to be the mamzer that the Torah is answering. It's a mamzer of Safek.
You're saying shtuki is a Safek mamzer?
No, that's our problem with the shtuki. So therefore it's not called Kal Hashem.
But the Mishnah says that shtuki is asking what the father is, and Shakana is saying Safek what the father is.
correct.
It wasn't limited to married women.
Well, we'll see what the issue is. It's coming. I haven't really expressed the dinim of shtukim yet. Okay, so therefore we have now a raya, but there's no more kahals left, right? So in other words, we never see that the Torah is marba, an extra kahal, to tell me even kahal gerim. Okay, that works out very well. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yehuda find an extra kahal to tell me kahal gerim? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, because kohanim levim are one kahal. What's a track to call? A half of a shave of the kahal. So Mamela, there would never have been a Hava Mina to say that we should treat the Levi as non-Kahal Kayani. So because of that, we don't need an extra Pasuk, so we're left now with an additional Kaha. Aiterle le Kahal Geri. So therefore comes along now the Torah to be Marva, an extra Kahal to tell me I'm actually being Marchiv, the concept of Kahal, to include Gerim as well. That's one approach. Another approach is we could learn Vibaitema. Hokonami etrei kahalininu. Maybe they are two kahilos, but mamzer b'shtukim shtukim b'yisro michat kol nafka. This idea of being matir, the suffix mamzer, doesn't require an extra pasuk, because it's the actual putting together the kahal with the mamzer that teaches us in one location. So lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem is coming to tell me mamzer vaday who de lo yavo. A mamzer safek yavo. B'kahal vaday hu d'lo yavo, b'kahal safek yavo. So that was the entire thing seen in context. It's telling me that the Torah is makbid in cases of vaday problems. But where we don't have a vaday yichus, whether it's in terms of who you're marrying into or who is doing the marrying, either way, a safek is not included. In which case, again, according to this approach, we have now another extra call. That extra call, Rabbi Yehuda, is coming to be matir. Are they coming to be including rather Calgarian, which answers therefore matzirim be Calgarian? Viboitema, or I could say actually aninami trekalininu. But taima, the Rabbi Yehuda, it may well be that maybe we do need an extra drasha. But it says beferish in the Torah riboy to include gerim. And where is that? Hakahal kuka achat lachem vilager hagar. Now that's saying it pretty clearly, isn't it? Says Rabbi Yehuda. It's saying that the ger and you is hakahal. That means that whatever would be osur bekal Hashem is osur bekal gerim. All right. According to Rabbi Yossi, what do you do with that pasuk? It sure sounds pretty persuasive. Rabbi Yossi, chuka achat hifsika inyan. He says if it would have said chuka achat hakahal lachem v'lager, that would be fine. But instead it says, HaKahal Chukah Achat. So that means that now we're saying the Kahal is not being defined by Lachem V'Lager. Kahal is one halacha. Then you have separate halachas that apply to Gerim and that apply to Lachem. All right. And then we said, Echad Ger v'Echad Eved Mishufrar b'Chalal Ar Mutarim b'Kohenet. Nisayeh Alei L'Rav, Yom Rav Yom Rav, Lo Uzaru Kisherot U'Naseh L'Psurim. In general, there was never an Isser that was given to the Noshim to go and to marry the Psulim. The only Isser was the other way around, that the Kohanim are also to marry certain people. Doresh Reb Zera b'Mechuza. Now Mechuza was one of those cities that had an awful lot of Gerim, where Geris is very popular, places like that around the world today. Geris is very popular, and he made a rather intemperate statement in the city of Mechuza, where there are a lot of gerim. So he darshaned that a ger is mutter b'mamzeret. And they didn't like that too much. Because by saying that, he was saying that gerim are not considered to be kal. So I mean, it's okay for you guys to marry a mamzeret. So the whole kehila gets up and throws their esrogim at him. And then, that's where they used to stone people in those days, you remember. Siragmu
kuliyama betu agayim. Of course, if you do it, though, then
yeah, no, according to him, it would be the same as any other where it goes about to the psul. But there's no iser. Omar Rava, so Rava said, boy, that's really not bright. I mean, Mika Dadosh Milsaki Ibiduch Shrichi Giori, who would say a drush like that in a place where there's a lot of gerim? Of course, Rava was the Rav of Mechuza. He knew the city well. And he also held the same halacha that a ger is mutter b'mamzeret. But he figured out how to give over the drosha in such a way that they wouldn't be angry at him. So he started off by saying, Dorash Rava b'Mechuzah, Ger Muter b'Kohenes. Which is true. There's no Yisr. There's no Yisr on the Kohanot. So he said, yeah, a Ger is allowed to marry a Kohenes. It's wonderful. So they were, there's all the rich theorem over there. Tanu v'shiroi, they covered him over in silk, a beautiful begotten. This is a rub. This is a rub. Then he said, well, there's one other issue I want to talk about, which is Ger's mutter b'mamzeret. So they said, oh boy, now you lost it. Afsiditu l'kamayitu, now you undid all the good stuff you did. We're taking everything back. Amalo, no, on the contrary. Look at this. I'm giving you the best of both worlds. The tavolucho avdil, I'm like 100% on the side of Gabriel. Because iboy mi achanasiv, iboy mi achanasiv. You feel like marrying a mamzeret, you can marry a mamzeret. You feel like a kohenet, you can marry a kohenet. You can't blame me for being broader, right? So anyway, he got across the same halacha, but he didn't get stoned by a torgim. The yolketa, ger mutar bekohenet u mutar bemzeret. And that's actually the halacha. It's mutter bekohenet, because in general, lo huzur kshirot v'nasil v'psulim, there's no problem for the kohenet to marry whoever they actually wants to marry, as long as it's obviously not Easter call. But, and not an Isser Kahuna. In other words, that the Kohen is not going to be over an Isser marrying her, and she's no different than anybody else. But in that case, so what's the difference in Ger? She's like anybody else who can marry a Ger. But he's also Mutter, but Mamzeret Karibiosi, who holds that Kahal Gerian is like Ikri Kahal.
And what about the child?
Like every other case of Psul, you go bust it up Psul.
Doesn't
cost us. No. Elohim Shtuki. So we said the shtuki is someone who knows who his mother is, but as soon as he says daddy, she goes shh. So that's what it goes. Shtuki means shut up, kid. Basically, Omar Rava. Actually, you should know that Dvar Torah shtuki is kosher. There's really no problem. When you write it, there's no problem. Why? Because what? My time of rov ksheri mitzvah, umir psuli mitzvah. Why do we have to really? If we know who the mother is, so we know that the mother is not a married woman who's saying shut up because somebody else had gotten her pregnant with this kid. You know, she's not married. So we understand. So what's the problem? What are the chances that the kid is usher over here? I mean, obviously, most of the people that she would have been playing around with are kosher people. We certainly don't have rove mamzerim. We certainly don't have rove that are krovim that could have impregnated her. So Mimela, I mean, even if it would have been a goy, the blood isn't a mamzer. We don't pass that goy. Shabbat, Basis, all of them. So what's the problem? So really, the shtuki should be okay. And miyot psulim etzla. Now, and so the parsha says, yazl inu legaba, kol deparish miroba parsha. I mean, obviously, when you're talking about cases of rov, you have to take into consideration who is kavua and who is moving. Because remember, wherever something is in its place, doesn't matter already what the statistics are, kol kavua kemer tzal mechzadabi. So in other words, if she is looking for somebody to sleep with, so then you have kol kavua kemer tzal mechzadabi. The norm is that some guy picked her up. If somebody picked her up, so then he was parish meruba. Parish meruba is certainly a rove is kosher. What are the chances that it was somebody who was born? And therefore, and what are you going to say? Says the Gemara. If the male went to her, yazi inu legaba, called the parish meruba parish. So what are you going to say? Well, maybe she's the kind of woman that went around looking for somebody. Dilma azal yulagabayo, even so. And shahavile kavua, viko kavua kebetza mechtadami, even so. Atorah amra, didn't we just prove that the Torah says, lo yavo mamzer, only mamzer vadai with the lo yavo. Ho mamzer bis safek yavo, so there'd be no problem. And then we continue to draw, shabikal vada yud lo yavo, bikal safek yavo. Therefore, I got to tell you, it's not really a problem in Yichus. So what is the problem? Why did they then say that a shtuki shouldn't get married? Because Sheva Yisach, Otomi Aviv. Maybe he will end up marrying his sister, since we don't know who his father is. So if he's Stam going to go ahead and get married, so we have to be gracious. He's going to marry his own sister. So in order to avoid that, we say he shouldn't get married. Says, well, what? That doesn't make sense. So then, elameata shtuki shtuki to yisa. I mean, so then let a shtuki not be, we assert a shtuki bekani leviv Israeli, but a shtuki can marry another shtukit. Why? I mean, maybe he's going to marry his sister. Ah, come on. I mean, koki animis anivaz, what, this guy's impregnated every woman in town. I mean, come on, what are the chances? Bishlemi, you'll tell me that he could, out of the whole population, he might be bumping into his sister. I understand. I mean, his sister may be legit, you know. He just doesn't know who his father is. His father had an affair. But now you're telling me, anybody who got pregnant from somebody we don't know, it's really the same guy. You know, I mean, how active is this fellow? So therefore, it's not likely. But he's going around now taking care of impregnating every woman in town. Okay, so fine. So how about a bat shtukit? Why is he allowed to marry into the kahal of shtukit? The bat shtukit, basically, is legit. And she's married a regular guy. So over there, you have the same suffix. Maybe it's her, maybe he's going to be marrying his sister. Because, I mean, his father looks like an upstanding citizen, but, you know, you never know. And according to this, it should all be part of the same chashash. Shem Yisachotom. Ella, what are you going to say? What are the chances? That's one approach. Ella, and this approach Rashi likes better. Ella, what are you going to say? We don't make gezeiras about rare situations. How often do you meet shtukits? So, Manela, we don't make a gezeira like that. So if that's the case, that's the real reason. It has nothing to do with we're afraid he's going to marry his sister. Because if we were afraid of that, then why could he marry anybody? He wouldn't be able to marry shtukit either. So we're really just not going to answer anything. It's because the rabbanim don't make takonas on things that are just not very common. So why then did we say that he's not allowed to marry? Because of male asubi yuchasin. When it comes to yichus, we like things. That's the whole point of yichus, is to know as much as possible. That's the Yishiv Teka, Edut B'Yisrael. So we make gezeiras that we want to keep a certain level of clarity when it comes to Yichus, even though we understand that there's very little chance of coming the day Yisur. So Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchasin. Furthermore, says Rava, you should know that even a Sufi is kasher, Mikar Adin. That Dvar Torah Sufi kasher. Why? Because, look, why was this baby thrown out? I mean, if the mother was married, why would she let on that somebody else got her pregnant and throw out the baby? She pretended from her husband. So if she was an eshet ish, so she's just going to say that her husband got her pregnant. So my ego. So what is it then that you would be concerned about, says Rava? I mean, the only problem would be the miut of women who are arusot and they haven't come to the chuppah yet, and therefore if they get pregnant and they haven't been sleeping with their fiancé, it's going to look awfully funny. And because of that, they have no choice but to get rid of the child, you'd be saying. And you also have those, you also have certain married women who couldn't possibly say their husbands impregnated them if their husbands have been missing for the past 6 months. Ah, but, connected those two cases, we also have the case of the Pnuya, who does not have this problem. And we have also the Machmat Re'avon. So in other words, a Pnuya would be getting rid of the baby, but not because it's a Mamzer. And we would have people that might be getting rid of a baby, but simply because of economic hardship. So Machmat Re'avon, and they would be hoping that somebody would find the child and adopt it and take care of it when they can't afford to feed it, and therefore they're going to watch it die of malnutrition, so they're going to get rid of it, hoping for the better. So because of that, basically what we've got is we've got the possibilities on the one side that it was a married woman who was only an arusa, and then it would be a mamzer, and a married woman who would be incapable of claiming that her husband had impregnated her, so it's a mamzer, and she there too, she's got no choice in the matter. But against it, we have two possibilities where the child is not a mamzer, where the mother is unmarried, and or even when the mother is married and they can't afford to raise the child, and therefore have palga. So what do we have? We have a suffix. Okay, so kiven the ika pnuya, the ika nami the machmat ravon. A suffix is basically what we're saying, right? And we already said a suffix is not a problem because atorah amra lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, and we already darshan that to mean mamzer vaday hu lo yavo mamzer suffix yavo, because the interconnection is to bekal vaday hu lo yavo bekal suffix yavo. Therefore, actually says Rav, the only reason that the Mishnah asked the asufi. Surprisingly, it says Achoto Miaviv. I mean, Lachora, it doesn't have to be Achoto Miaviv. Since it's a Sufi, it means we don't know who the father was, we don't know who the mother was. So why is it we're only saying Miaviv? So Rashi says we're only saying Miaviv because in a case where he's coming now to be Nosei, so now we understand who the mother-in-law is to be, right? He's coming to marry this woman. This is a mother-in-law. Once we know the mother-in-law, if she has a cheskas kashrus, we don't assume that she was the mother. Okay, but the father could be anybody. Okay, so we still have to be cautious that maybe he's going to marry now If he marries into normal people, so then maybe he's going to be marrying his own sister. So because of that, we made a gezeira.
So, say that the person you meet, if the father's a kosher.
No, men are never kosher. So therefore, what are we going to ask? The same question we had before. Elamiata asufi asufit lo yisa. If that's the case, why is an asufi allowed to marry asufit, and it's an Indian of the chashivas of the yichus, we said. I mean, if it's really a question of an iser, that you're going to end up now marrying your sister. So if she's marrying an asufit, so shema yisach oto ben yavi ben meimo. I mean, how do we know that this child that he's marrying wasn't dumped by the same parents that dumped the other child? Him. Oh, Sister Gemara, come on. I mean, every dumped child in town, I mean, how many childs do they have to dump? I mean, call Ani Shadi Vazli. That doesn't, I mean, it's so unlikely. The same person who dumped two kids? Okay, so Bata Sufi. Huh? How about over there? Well, there they have a legit marriage. So you say the same thing? Lo yisa, shema yisa choto. Ella, what are you going to say? The whole thing is lo shriach. So the rabbanu didn't answer it. So then the whole issue is lo shriach. So why did we answer it? So it can't be because of these yisurim, shema yisa choto. Ella, again, it has to be ma'ale asu biyuchasin. It's simply, again, that the chachomim, to give the chashivas to yichus, made this a ma'ale of yichus, that only if you have a clear yichus should you marry into those with a clear yichus. Omar Rava Barav Huna, there are certain cases where an asufi is not considered to be a chashash of mamzerut at all. Because let's say if you found a kid mohul, because if the child was a mamzer and they were getting rid of him, they wouldn't have gone to the trouble of giving him a brit milah. So they obviously care about him. And that means that it must be zera kosher and they're putting him out for other reasons. And not only that, but Mishlatei Hadmaya in Bo Mishum Asufi. Not only that, but if his Eivorim had, remember in those days, used to swaddle the infants. We're not dealing with the question of goyim over here. If it's in a place where there are goyim, so then there's a machlokas we've shown you whether mohu is sufficient to cancel even the issue of whether maybe he's Jewish or not. But that's much less of a problem than mamzerut. You can always be megayirah misafik, but you can't get rid of his mamzerut. So if lamaisa he is mahul, or he is mishalte hadmaya, where his evorim are now put into place, because everybody used to believe, actually until fairly recently, that infants don't only look like monkeys, something's wrong with them, and you need to fix their evorim, so they would swaddle them to put them into shape, you know, because otherwise you never know, they might come out looking like that. The way they look. So nature wasn't good enough. You know, so it's another step. Yeah, that's a different issue, but that's not good. They're reborn. So. So if you have that, Embo Mishum Asufi. Shayef Mashcha, if the child has been rubbed down with skin oil, or Mole Kuchlo, or his eyes have been. Used eyeshadow on the eyes to make them look beautiful. Okay. Rami Chumre, Tali Pitka, Tali Kamiya, if you have various perfumes, or you have different types of medical writings, or different types of medicinal or amulets. So then clearly somebody really cares about him. So Ein Bo Mishum Asufi. Tali Bediklet. Now suppose you find him in a basket that's hanging on a tree. So, rock-a-bye baby. I mean, rock-a-bye-bye baby. See, imatyale chaya, if it's a place where a wild animal can get at him and eat them all up, so then yesh ba mishum asufi, because nobody cared about him if they hang him up like that.
Maybe the gorillas got him, they were taking care of him too.
They could be. And the imlav, but if it's in a place where it was obviously hung to protect him, so then yesh ba mishum asufi. If he was put into a zardata, you remember about the zardata from Arvei Pesachim, a lot of shadim hanging around the zardata, you know. And so then, and it's smicha lamata, the ones that are close to town, so that's where they hang out. You know, yesh bo mishum asufi. Ein bo mishum asufi. How about if you put the child into the Beit HaKnesset? So if it's a Beit Knishta, smicha lamata, v'shlicha beirabim, if it's near the town, and people often go there to daven, so then ein bo mishum asufi. But in love, Yeshba Mishum Asufit. But otherwise, there about the Knesset, we're far away, so over there, you'd have to worry. Who knows what will get at it? It could always be these mazikim. Well, obviously, if it's not a place where mazikim or mitzuyim or chayes or mitzuyim or batekesiyot or chutz la'ir, I mean, it's not in the game. Let's see, there's more simonim. Omra Meiman, hai peira de sufli yeshba mishum ha-sufi, where they used to have these ditches where they would gather all of the pits from the dates, and those would be used for feeding animals. So, and if you find the child there, then since that's a place where people normally would not be passing by very often, and it's outside of the main population areas, so it's considered to be a lack of care for the child, where a mazikim could get at the child, and therefore it's a simon that there's a problem here. If the basket was put into Harifta Dinahara, was put into the main current of the river, where boats would be passing by, so then ain bo mishum asufi, because clearly they want somebody to find this baby. But if it's pashri, if it's only in the area where it's swampy, that only fills where the snow melts, so then yesh bo mishum asufi, because boats would never go there, so who was ever going to find this child? Tzidei reshut harabim, if it's put into a safe place, along the edge of the road, so then it means that the parents wanted the child found and not run over by a Mack truck. But if it's put in the middle of the reshut harabim, then yesh bo mishum asufi. Omar Rava, none of this applies b'shnei re'avon. B'shnei re'avon, ein bo mishum asufi. What do you mean, none of it? What's Rava referring to? Hunger years. Hunger years where there's people that made off with your money. And there's no money, to feed. So, b'shnei re'avon, you don't have to be chayshish. On which one? I mean, what does that have to do with trying to get killed? I mean, other Rava, hey, what's he referring to? I mean, Ilema, is Rava referring to the Rishut HaRabim? Well, you put him in the middle of the New Jersey Turnpike. So I did the Shnei Ra'avon, because it's a year of hunger. You figure, let him be run over by a Mack truck. Katmalei, what, they want to kill him? So, hello, what's he talking about? Tzidei Rishut HaRabim? That the child was found on the side of the highway or on the sidewalk? So then it's not because it's a hunger year. You feel below Shnei Ra'avon. We said that if the child was safely placed, so then it's not considered to be a Sufi. So what's he referring to? And the Kitma de Rava, you're quoting Rava out of context. Rava actually was referring to a case we haven't yet discussed, which is Adi Amar Avira Amar Abba, Om Avira Bazab, Adi Amar Rav, Kol Zman Shebashuk, Aviva Avivi Imo Ne'amanim Alav. As long as that child is still outdoors and hasn't been taken in by anybody, so people come along and claim this is our child. They're ne'amani. Ne'asaf minashuk, ain't ne'amani. But once they were already gathered by somebody, and now the parents show up and say, we are the parents. They're not ne'amani to claim that they're the parents. Why not? My time, Omar Rava, only because ho v'yatzal av shem asufi. Because once already it got around that this kid was found in a basket, so we don't rely on the parents to take off the shame isser that we had created because of the mala biyuchsin. On that, said Rava, but that's only if it's a case, a normal time. Because if it's b'shnei re'avon, where a lot of people are having economic difficulties and are hoping that somebody rich enough to support the child will pick up the kid and take care of it, so there, afa b'shnei ha'saf min ha'shuk, avivi imo ne'amanim alav, because that's the point where people don't react when they talk about a sufi. I mean, people understand what's going on. So somebody comes out and says, it's our child. So then they're ne'amani. Omer of Chista Shlosha ne'amanim la'alta. There's actually three cases where we believe someone because they are present and in a state where there's no way that they would have gotten confused. And that was, this case was of a Sufi, obviously, but that's for another reason, not because of confusion, it's because of lo yotzal av shem. A chaya. So if a nurse, a midwife, identifies a child, so then we believe that identification. In other words, even though I have a lot of questions when you bring your kid home from the hospital, this couldn't be my kid. I mean, there's no way it could possibly be this ugly. And, you know, and so on. So, but the chaya is then meant to say that's your ugly kid. Right. And the other one is the case of poteret chavroteha. We've been struggling with Ovid Levi for a very long time. But we'll see if this is a case of a Chaya that's in a minute. So what's the case of Poter Chavrotel that we're going to see in a moment? Let's go through the cases. Asufi Ade Amoran, we just had the case of Asufi. Parents claim this is our child. The child is still in a basket, hasn't been taken in by anybody. Lo Yotzo Lov Shem Asufi, fine. What's the case of the Chaya? The case of the Chaya is the Tanya. Chaya Ne'eminet Lomar, Ze Yatzar Rishon, Ze Yatzar Shedi. The Chaya can say which one is the Bechor. Might have something to do with that, yeah. So, this... Right, no, it's very Nogil Halacha. The Simon also, because over here the Chaya is only in a minute at the time, as we'll see. But Med or Imam Murim, when do we say that the Chaya is in a minute? Only Shelo Yatztava Chazor, only that she didn't leave the room. Avo Yatztava Chazor, she left the room and now comes back in on a minute. So then we don't say that she's that much involved that she can identify it now. She's still here. She's doing what she was doing. Okay. Rebbe Eliezer says, forget about it. It's even worse than that. It's only where she is still busy with her job. My Bina, what would be the difference between the Bina? The Ahadarapa? According to what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, if she turned aside to deal with another case, and she's still in the room, she's no longer 9 minutes on the first case. It's like, you know, that's it, out of mind, and it's over. That's why the simen is very important. In other words, that's why they actually immediately put a band on the child, because that comes from the parsha. Lomar Zayat Zarishan, essentially, so that we know who is who. What is the third case? A poteret chavroteh amayi? It's not. Shalosh nashim shayu yeshenot b'mita achat. We have three women that were all sharing a bed together. And now nimtza dam tachat achad mehem. We found now blood on the sheet, and the question is, which one of them is considered to be a nida? So the case over here is that obviously if they were sleeping far enough apart that we could identify it, I mean, that this wouldn't apply. But it's talking about that they were all basically wrapped up in each other. No, it doesn't have to be lesbians. They were just trying to get warm. Exactly. So now they get a little dam. Now we don't know who is the dam. So we have to assume that they're nides. But if one of them finds that she is a nida, so then she's the one that we're tailing. He tmeah vekulanta orot. The rest of them are fine. So there, Rav Chista said that davke shabat katzma kishur veset. It's only if she was bodeket herself instantly, when soon as they found the dam. So then we can be samech. That's why we say it's one of the three cases that they're ne'amanim la'alter. And this is part of Rav Chista's own mimer. That there's three cases where the ne'amanut is right away. So she makes the other ones tyrus. From requiring a mikveh and so on and so forth and allowed to sleep with their husbands. Tana Rabbanan. Let's go now to the din of the chaya. Ne'emenet chaya lomar, ze kohen, vize levi, vize netin, vize mamzer. Suppose she's got a whole ward. So one of the mothers is married to a kohen, and one of the mothers is married to a levi, and one of the mothers now is from netinim, and one is from her mamzer. So she's now going to identify the whole yichus of the children. She's going to say, this is the child of A, this is a B, and this is so on and so forth. But med morim amurim. When do we say that she's ne'emenet? Dafka shelo kara alea shem ar. That's dafka if there wasn't an attack by somebody to claim that this particular child is possible because this child is the mamzer, and that disagrees with what she's saying. But if kara alea ar, in ne'emenet. She's not believed k'neged a kriyat yirur. What does ar mean? Ar demai. Ilema ar dechad. If it's talking about a single witness disagrees, Om Rabbi Yochanan in ar v'chot mishnayim. The rule is we don't consider in cases where somebody knows what's going on to say that someone can protest unless we have two witnesses. So it's got to be ar tre, or you know what? It could be ibayt ema. Liom emelecha ar chad. It may well be that it is ar chad. But Rabbi Yochanan, generally, when he said in ar pachot mishnayim, that's only where we start off with the chesed kasher. So that somebody's assumed to be kosher, and now somebody is tining that they know that he's possible for some reason. So there he's going against the chazaka. In order to go against the chazaka, you need two. And there, that's where Rabbi Yochanan was saying that ike echad ike chazkas kashrus. You need two witnesses. Aval echad aleka chazoka de kashrus. In this case, we've never started knowing in the first place who's who. You can't say if there's a mamzeret in the room, and one of these children is definitely from a mamzer, so you can't possibly say that you have a cheskes kashrus. So therefore, in order to be our heir, keneged the chaya, it may well be, that in a case of kriyat arar, even by one, the chaya is not ne'eminet. So maybe over there, chad nami meheman. This is dependent, really, on the question of the basis of the belief in the chaya, which is a big machlokas rishonim. Some learn that we derive that halacha from the fact that the Torah trusts a father to say yakir, et abachor ben asnoa yakir. Right? So the question over there would be, if we're going to accept his hakara, so it means that normally we're going to accept the hakara of someone who ought to know. So it's telling you, okay, so the midwife ought to know. So the male, as long as it's reasonable to say she's in that position, so then the Torah is giving you an M on this. Others learn that it's really only a question in cases where the Chachomim have to define the nature of reliability from what the Halakha is willing to be semech on in terms of reasonability and acceptance. I mean, so the question, if it really comes from the Av, so then you can't have an Ar Keneged if the Torah was minding someone. So then already we don't say, we wouldn't say that there's enough commitment from Cheskes Kashrus.
Eidos is what we're trying to determine?
Yeah, in other words, someone who it's none of his business is Ma'ar Er. So if it's Tam that the Chachomim gave a Nemonis, so then Erechinami, if there's no Cheskes Kashrus, if you have an aid against it, fine. If it's something that we're learning out from the right, it could be that it's different. And we have the Iboy Seima. The other case where we have a Ne'emanut is in a case where you have somebody, Ne'eman Bala Mekach Lomar, Leze Macharti, Leze In Macharti. Somebody sold something to one of two people. They're both claiming that they bought it. This guy is believed to identify the buyer.
How do you know that?
But when do we say this, that he's believed? Amed Var Mamurim, Bizman Shemikho Biyado. It's only if he still has to deliver. But if he doesn't have to, because then if he has to deliver, he has to remember. Because he cannot take a chance of selling it to the wrong guy. Why? Because of Misha Para. He's going to have to take a curse. Right? Misha Para Midara Mabul, you agreed to sell, now you're changing your mind. So he remembers. So as long as he needs to remember, fine, he remembers. But the moment Ein Mikcha Biyado, Eino Ne'eman. After that, I mean, he's no longer believed. Why should he's not already the one that it makes an afkamina to at this point? And as we say, Milta Doloram Yilei Ayin Shilavadaita, something that's not really needed by you. We don't trust your memory for if it's just a side issue that's unimportant. So it's unimportant. Why don't we Nichzei Zuzimiman Naka? I don't get it. Why don't we see, I mean, did he take money from somebody? I mean, if he took money, so then obviously he has to know. You're not going to forget who you took money from.
Even after a little while.
Even after
the
Lechori, I mean, it's a serious issue. It's not the kind of thing where there was a transaction. It's not like you're thinking, I promise we'll do, you know. So why don't we, this is how Rashi learns. We'll see, it's a completely different approach. So when what happened was both of these people actually gave money, except that the seller is saying, look, there was one guy I wanted to sell from, the other guy came, slammed the money in my face, and said, you're selling to me. So he says, chad midatoy, v'chad mibal korchoy, v'lo yadiyeh, now we don't know who is who, hay midayte, v'lo midayte. So in that case, the guy is believed if he still has the mekach, because then it's nogeya. So now all this is Aliba Rashi, who understands that the issue is, where is it appropriate for us to believe? So, okay, if it's still something that he's got to remember because he doesn't want to be over on me to get the klal of Misha Para, or now the Gemara is asking, and how about if he has the money? And if he has the money, he also undoubtedly remembers, doesn't he? And, by the way, according to which we'd have to say that not the words lo yada, that he doesn't know, but lo yadia, rather, that it isn't known. Hai midaita v'hai lo midaatoi. So, I mean, according to this, the lo yadia, is what makes sense over here. Because, I mean, because then if it would be velo yada, the mashma'ut would be that if he does know, that we would have been somech. But the whole point is that since he took from both, we won't be somech. Now, this is all one approach. It's a completely different approach. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says that the issue over here is something completely different. Not believe because he probably knows. He's believed because he has a migu. So as long as he has it in his hands, it is bekocho to do whatever he wants with it. I mean, he could even say, I didn't sell it, or I bought it back, or whatever. So if that's the case, if he's saying that this is the one, we have every reason to believe him. The moment that he lets go of it, we no longer have that migo. Now, according to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha now of anichzei zizbiman nakat is not going back on when we don't believe him. It's going on when we do believe him. And it's saying, how in the world can we say that he should be believable just because of the fact that we have a migo? I mean, if he has money from somebody, then it's as if the migo is standing against witnesses, because, I mean, it's clear that the guy sold to the person who gave him money. It's so unlikely that it's the other way around. We should look at it as a migo b'mokam edim. And according to this is the lo yada. In other words, the way that with the gear says that he doesn't know, because that's the point. In other words, in such a case, we now can be saying that, look, I mean, that this guy still would have a migu. And if, in that case, the migu is not going to be influenced by one or the other. And another case that's Ne'eman is a judge is believed. Ne'eman dayan lomar lezezifiti. He's allowed to say which one of the parties was found innocent, which one was found needing to pay. So that's only where they're still standing there. If they're not there, then he's not believed. What do you mean? I mean, whenever you go out of the Beit Din, they give you a psak din. And that psak din says what it is that you have a right to collect. So if you're the guy who says that you can now go to Hotzah Lapoal with this and collect such amount of money, so obviously you're the guy. No, lo tzricha dekliyas chutai. It's talking about something happened to that. So what do you mean? Why don't we just go back and do it again? You know, in those days, they actually used to have din. It wasn't just like, you know, the judge stood on top of a thing, dropped the barrel of apples, and then the one that got to the bottom was the... They actually used to think about the din and passing it. You know. So why don't we just do the din over again? I mean, if we're talking about something that is real, then they'll come up with the same din again, right? So why not v'nehadim and denayo? So let them... Now, actually, it wasn't really fair what I said. Because the Rishonim speak out that it's talking about that the tainas of the Balei Dinim were written. Because if the tainas of the Balei Dinim weren't written, we have to be cheshish that the next time around they'll present different tainas. Because they've already learned what worked and what didn't work. So there's no way that it's going to work the second time the way it worked the first time. Hashemkein, if the tainas were given in Bikthav, so we still have those tainas. Okay, so now let the judge look at the tainas again and work it out and say who's chayav and who's potter. It's talking about Bishuddha de Dayane. It's talking about where, it's one of those cases where it is impossible to decide. Let's say there were two people of the same name and somebody gifted someone that name. Okay, the din over there is Shuddha de Dayane. You remember that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, where the Shuddha de Dayane means the one that the Dayan thinks is more likely to be the one that he meant, or Shuddha de Dayane means whoever, whatever the Dayan wants to do, he can do. But in any event, it's open to judgment and to determination that is not duplicatable.
Discretion.
The discretion of the judge, yeah. But the question is what that discretion means, whether it's total discretion or an insight using his discretion into the psychology of the gifter.
Next time around,
it might not be the same because it's not based on any objective issues.
That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. Well, it's not, it wouldn't be fair. I mean, it's no right. It's no, yeah, it won't be accurate, so we can't be right. Okay? Fine. Ger nosim amzeret, if Rav Yezir, if you don't make ger, lo yisam amzeret. Echad ger, echad even mishukhar, v'chalal, mutorim bekoenet. Okay, what's the machlokes? My time to Rav Yossi, chamisha kahalei ksivei. Chad lekoanim, chad levim, chad israelim, chad lemishu mamzer b'shtuke, v'chad lemishu shtuke b'yisrael. Kahal Gerim, lo ikre kahal, because we don't have any additional pasuk. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda saw kanu liyem michat kahal nafki, and therefore we're left with one kahal extra. Aitelei lekahal gerim, or by dema inakinami trei kahal inino. As far as kahani and levi are concerned, mamzeri b'shtuki b'shtuki b'yisrael. That's all one idea, and that's michat kahal nafka. The lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem is referring to mamzer vaday who the lo yavo mamzer safek yavo, because basically b'kahal vaday who the lo yavo or b'kahal safek yavo. Or you know what? Maybe even that requires two drushes. Rabbi dema aninami trei kahal inino. So then, why does Rav Yehuda say Kahal Gerim Ikrei Kahal? From a different pasuk completely. Time in Rav Yehuda Miyachah. HaKahal Chuka Achat Lachem V'Lager Agar. So it's clearly defining Kahal. Rav Yossi says no, because it says HaKahal Chuka Achat. It should have said Chuka Achat HaKahal. So Chuka Achat Yifsi Ka'inyan. Next thing we learned was Echad Ger, V'Yachad Evin Meshuchrar, V'Chalal, Mutarim, B'Koinet, Nisayeh, Leil Rav, Yom Rav Yom Rav, Lo Guzaruk Sherot in general. Lina Zeh Lepsuli. Darash Rabbi Zeh Rabbi Mechuzah, Ger mutar b'mamzeret and agmu kuli amu b'netul gayim. Omar Rav, boy, that's not too bright. V'yikid darash milta ki hai b'dukta shlichi giyuri. So darash Rav b'mechuz, that way around, he gives this great rush, ger mutar b'kohenet. Ah, wonderful. Tanua b'shiroi. Hodar darash lohu, ger mutar b'mamzeret. I'm really, no, wait a minute. Avsidata l'kamaita. Omar lohu, why? The tava l'chu avtilachu. Ibai mi'ach anasiv, ibai mi'ach anasiv. So you want to give a drasha, you have to know the psychology of your tzibur. Veilchata ger mutar bekoinet umutar bemamzer potar bekoinet lozur chet benatzel absolim mutar bemamzer kabiosi that kal gerim lo yikrei kahal eloin shtuki kosher makirat imovin makirat aviv omar rav dvar torah shkaki kasher my timer rov chiri mitzvah umi absolim mitzvah vikazi inu legabah so for sure kol tapar shmuru kaparish so what are you going to tell me dilma azla inu legabayo so and then it's kavua vokum of mechta mechta dami even so at ram ralo yavam abzer manzer badayu de lo yavam abzer sefek yavo because of the context of kal badayu de lo yavo or because of sefek yavo so then what am amr shtuki pasru only because of gzera shema yisachot umi aviv so then me ata shtuki shtuki tozo lo yisach shema yisachot umi aviv well I mean kol kiani mezano vazle so therefore, what are you going to tell me? It's because it's lo shlicha. So then, rachinam lo shlicha. So why did they make such a crazy gzera? Elamala asu biyuchasin. Leomar rav uvar torah asu fikasha. My time. Really, if she were an eshetish, so then she would have been titled vala. Ma'ika miut arusod miut shalchu baleim leminat ayam. Okay, fine, but there's also pnuya and there's also machnat reavam. Therefore, it's a pagu pagu vator amra lo yavo manzer bekal Hashem manzer vadayu de lo yavo a manzer safek yavo bekal vadayu de lo yavo bekal safek yavo. So then, what's the real reason? No, that doesn't work either. Because only ben ben okay, so bata sufi lo yisa, shema yisachoto. Elo lo shliach, akunami lo shliach. So what's the reason that they answered it? Elo me'ala sufi yuchasin. Omar rabba baravuna, matzo mahu, eimo mishum asufi. If we find a matzo mishlote admaya, eimo mishum asufi. If you find him shayaf mashka, or malach kuchla, or rami chumri, or tolik pitka, or tolik kamiya, in any of these cases, eimba mishum asufi, because somebody obviously cares. Furthermore, if you find in Tolibad Diklay Matila Khaya Yeshba Mishumasufi, Vimlav Inba Mishumasufi. Zardata Smirtalamata, Yeshba Mishumasufi, because it's too dangerous. Vimlav Inba Mishumasufi. Beknishta Smirtalamata, Shrika Bayrabi, Inba Mishumasufi, Vimlav is Mazikim, Yeshba Mishumasufi. Oma Mimar, I pure the Sufli, Yeshba Mishumasufi. Harifta Nahara, Inba Mishumasufi. Pashri, Yeshba Mishumasufi. Side Rushutrabin, Inba Mishumasufi. Rushutrabin, Yeshba Mishumasufi. Oma Rovo Bishne Rehavon, Inba Mishumasufi. It's linked to what? אבל יצטה וחזרה, אינה נאמנת. רבי אליעזר אומר, הוך שכלום תא נאמנת, ממלב אינה נאמנת. מי בניו? איק בניו דהדר אפה. פותר חברותיה, מה היא? דצלן. שלוש נשים שהיו ישנות במיטה אחת, ונמצא דם תחת אחת מהן, כולן טמאות. בדקה אחת מהן ונמצא טמאה, היא טמאה וכולן טהורות. אומר רב חיסדא, אולי שבדקה עצמת שיעור פסד. תנא רבן, הנאמנת חיה לומר זה כהן וזה לוי. זה נתין וזה ממזר. באמת דברים אמונים שלא קורא עליה השם ערער, עלי. אבל קורא עלי ערער, אין הנאמנת. ערער דמי. אילה אם ערער אחד, אומר רבי יוחנן, אין ערער פחות משניים, אלא ערער תרי. ויבייתם אלי עולמי מלוך, ערער אחד. לפי אומר רבי יוחנן, אין ערער פחות משניים. אני מילה יחד הייתי חזק כדי קשוס. אבל איך דלק חזק כדי קשוס, כגון כאן. סלחד נעני מהמן. נאמן, ואומר כך לומר לזה מחרתי, ולזה לא מחרתי. באמת דברים אמורים בזמן שמתחו בידו, אבל אין מקרו בידו, אינו נאמן. ודרך זה זה ממן לא כאן, לא צריך, אני לא כאן מתערוויוב. ויאמר אחד מדעתוי, ואחד בעל כורחי, ולא יודעים, האם מדעת הווי לא מדעת. נאמן דיין לומר לזה, זכיתי לזה, פייבתי. באמת, כבר אמרים שבעלי דינים עומדים לפניו, אבל אם בעלי דינים עומדים לפניו, אינו נאמן. ודרך זה זכות המנקית, לא צריך, תקריא את זכותיו. וניהדו ונדעניו, פשוט את הדיינים.